Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So Francis Bowers, what does this Voice of Africa logo mean to you now versus what it meant to you a year ago?
It meant an opportunity, a really, really great opportunity. And also, I'm a huge fan of the Voice franchise. So, it meant quite a lot to me back then. It seemed like this giant mountain. And now I feel like I'm climbing the mountain. And now it means appreciation and gratitude and humility, you know. The appreciation and that South Africa has shown me has been absolutely incredible, and the support. And I'm just so humbled being surrounded by such incredible talent.
In this context of the life of Francis Bowers, obviously the voice is something that you're going to remember for a very long time. What are the other sort of moments in your life that are absolutely standout?
I would definitely, my life has sort of worked in seasons, you know, and as I'm sure it is for most people. I went to a really, really nice school. That was an incredible experience for me. I also lived in Italy for a year. I did a sort of cultural exchange, and that was incredible. And I learned how to speak Italian, which is cool. And also my university life. It's been long, but it's been incredible. And now I'm entering into the new season of my life, which is my music career and focusing on my career. And I'm very excited. I'm very blessed to be in the season now.
How are you going about finding out the flavor of your music career and the flavor of what it is that you bring in a musical space? And how is this competition kind of unlocking who you are as a musician, when they've wrapped season one and the way into the future?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, because a lot of, especially after last week's performance, when I sang Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, a lot of people asked me that question on social media, because, I'd been singing ballads, ballads and more theatrical, dramatic pieces throughout the competition. And now all of a sudden I'm moving towards a more upbeat / rock vibe. I would definitely say that the show has sort of it's starting to mold me, and it's starting to allow me to discover different sides to my singing and my talent. And it's been an incredible musical journey. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you absolutely did. Yeah, it's a process. This is all a process.
No, definitely, definitely.
Tell me about Italy. That sounds like that was a lot of fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was also a very interesting experience, very daunting at first. It was the first time that I was moving away from home, so far away. It was very cool. I was very lucky in the sense that I was placed in a very beautiful place. I lived just north of Milan, on the Lake of Como. It's absolutely incredible. It's so serene. It's so beautiful. And I also lived with an Italian family, an Italian host family. And I got to learn Italian, went to an Italian school, got to travel. I also did some singing there. I entered a competition and I ended up winning the competition, which was very cool. It was an incredible experience.
Having lived in another country for a year, being South African, and having those two experiences, what is it that you were able to draw and say is a commonality of human beings, no matter what country they live in or what their context is? What do all human beings share in common?
Well, that's kind of a deep question. I would definitely, as cheesy as it might sound, but I would honestly say it's a sort of love that people have for one another. I'm sure Italians are very, very family orientated, very welcoming. It actually reminded me a lot of being in South Africa, especially being from Cape Town. One of the experiences that I always cherish, about being Cape Townians is that you can walk down the street and you obviously don't know the people that you're walking past, but yet they would always greet you. And the same thing happened when I was in Italy. So I don't know, I'd honestly say it's just the love that people have for one another.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that question is because, I mean, you know, music transcends language, transcends borders, transcends sort of culture. If a beat is good and it resonates with you in some way, it just does, and you can't even necessarily explain it. And I would imagine that, you know, figuring out how to get that right is a large part of what you want to do, because it's about making stuff that connects with people all around the world.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, you know, it's a cliche, but people do... It, you know, the cliche is right in the sense that when people say music is a universal language, you know, so yeah, it's, I don't know, was there a question?
Yeah, yeah, it was just we're chatting.
Yeah, yeah.
give me the greatest day of your life thus far.
The greatest day of my life. Oh my goodness. Whoa. I've never really thought about it.
It's a hard one, yeah.
It is.
I only ask because I don't know.
Now I've had several like really really awesome days. You know, finding out I got accepted for the program going to Italy was incredible.
Yeah.
I remember even receiving the call saying that I've been accepted to come and I made it through to the blind auditions. That was. Oh my goodness. I was writing an exam on that day and I was busy studying that morning, and the director phones me and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm surprised I even passed the exam. I was just so excited.
Yeah.
Greatest day of my life.
You've got quite a few. It's cool.
Yeah. Probably being born. I don't know.
Okay. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. But if that day didn't happen, then I wouldn't have had all these amazing experiences. So.
And then give me kind of the... you know, one of the hardest days that in retrospect was something that built you in a really positive way?
I would honestly say that I'd probably reflect on more recent times, or because it's just, I can remember those. But I'd probably say that it was maybe during the battle rounds of The Voice. You know, it was a very emotional week for me because, you know, I didn't know the song and, you know, I became very, very good friends with my battle partner and all of that. And it just, you know, it was a very conflicting, emotionally conflicting week, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, it made me realize certain things about myself that, you know, you have these friendships, but at the same time, you know, when you have a job or when you have a performance, you sort of need to focus on that. And, you know, it was one of the greatest, but also one of the toughest weeks, you know, of my life, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Very cool speaking to you. You're going to wrap this up for me now, Francis. What is there left to say?
Whoa. What is there left to say? I don't know.
We've had like a good sort of 8 minutes speaking about, you know, where you're at, a little bit more about you. We found out, you know, interesting aspects of your character and your personality. But what is there kind of left to say or left to reiterate?
I'd probably just say that, you know, I hope to become an integral part of the South African entertainment industry. And, yo, South Africa, watch out, you know, like watch this space. Yeah, I'm very, very excited to you know, finish my degree and to really enter into the market and really enter into the music industry and, yeah, and surprise everyone.
Power. Francis Bowers, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.